Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Ezahu Mechir Kelev. What is considered a Mechir Kelev? That means the animal that was exchanged for a dog. Ha'imel Chaver, if someone says to his friend, Halich Talazeb, take the sheep, Tachas Kelev Zeh, in exchange for this dog. In other words, I'm going to purchase your dog and give you a sheep. V'chein shnei shutafim shecholko, or let's say you had partners in an estate, and they divided the estate. One took the dog and one took a sheep. Or, for example, echad natal asara, let's say there were 20 animals in the estate, 19 were sheep and one was a dog. Echad natal asara, one took 10 sheep. V'echad natal tisha v'kelev, one took 9 sheep and a dog. The lach ish ha'keneged ha'kelev, the 10 sheep that the other party took, not the party that took the dog, but the party that took the 10 sheep, asurim. All of them are asur to be brought on the mizbeach because they all were taken in exchange for the dog. However, shim hakelev, the 9 sheep that are going to the owner of the dog, mutarim, they will be mutar on the mizbeach because they were never exchanged for the dog. Esnan kelev u'mechir zayna. What if we had the reverse scenario, that instead of having a mechir kelev and an esnan zona, we had an esnan kelev and a mechir zona. So this means that an esnan kelev is if you gave a sheep to your friend and you tell him, please give me the dog for the act of bestiality. So the sheep was given as a compensation for the act of bestiality. That would not make the sheep forbidden to the mizbeach. And a mechir zayna would be if someone perhaps purchased a shifcha, purchased a maidservant, and he then sold the maidservant for a sheep. So it's swapping the maidservant for a sheep, and the shifcha has a status of a zayna, the halachic status of a zayna, because they tend to be promiscuous. The halacha is harelu mutarim. Those animals will be permitted to be brought in the mizbeach, shenemar, because it says bindi pasuk, Shinayim. The Pakshuk actually says, Kiseyav es Hashem alekecha gam shneihem. The Mishnah is going to make a drasha here, how the word shneihem can be broken down to shnayim and heim. So shnayim, that teaches you that only two are usr, velo arba, and not four things usr. So since we are ready for bait, a esnan zayna and a mechir kelev, if we're going to add on a esnan kelev and a mechir zona, that would be a total of four animals that are forbidden. Therefore, the word shnayim excludes them. V'ladosehem, however, the offspring of an esnan zayna and a mechir kelev, they will be mutarim, permitted as well, because it says shenemar hein, because the word gam shnehem, the extra word hein or heim in the pasuk, is teaching you v'loy v'ladosehem. Only they are forbidden, but their offspring are not forbidden. Mishnah Dalet. Nasan laksafim. If a man gave a promiscuous woman money in exchange for her services, as opposed to giving a sheep in exchange for her services, the halacha is harei elu mutarim. Those monies may be used to purchase a karban with them. Yenos shemanim usalasos. What if, in exchange for her services, he gave her wine, oil, or fine flour? V'chol davar shekiyetze boy, or anything similar, Karev agabe mizbeach, which could be brought on the mizbeach in some fashion, whether for a libation, for nesachim, or for a mincha. The halacha is usr, then it would be usr to be brought on the mizbeach. Only items which cannot be brought are not forbidden, and they may be sold, and their money is used towards the mizbeach. Nasan lamukdashim, if someone gave a woman in exchange for a service something that's already hegdish, so the rule is that it doesn't belong. And eina adam aisa davar she'eina shelo. A person cannot forbid things that are not his. So the halacha is harei elu mutarim. They're going to be mutar. Ofos, if someone gives a woman a bird in exchange for her services, not an animal as we discussed earlier, the halacha is harei elu asurim. They too are going to be asur. Now why do we have to tell you this? Shehaya bedin, because one may argue that birds should be mutter, because ma'im hamukdashim shahamum paisal behem, because we find where things which are already hektish, and by things that are hekdesh, the halacha is that if it has a mum, it is possible to be brought in the mizbeach. Yet ein esnan umechir chal aleihem. A person cannot make it into an esnan or mechir out of something that's already hekdesh, as we discussed earlier. Ofos she'ein hamum pesul b'hem. So birds, which is no psul of a mum, because a bird that has a blemish is allowed to be brought in the mizbeach. Einay bedin. Is it not right? Does it not make sense that we should conclude that the psul of an esnan or mechir should not be chalanem? Talmud Lomar, therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that it does become psul, because the pasuk says, l'chol neder. So we make a drush from the word l'chol, that it includes l'havias of, to include a bird, that it too can have a psul of a esnan zayna.